The hearing hadn't been underway for more than 5 minutes when the board heard from one of its most vocal antagonists, Ed Gray, who ran unsuccessfully for school board last fall on an anti-standardized testing platform.
Now, the AMP test is a dead test. We all know that. And the district is going to pay $108 per student to take a test that's corrupted, that we know is corrupted. So we're essentially throwing away over $1 million on a test that we know is corrupted.
The Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP, is a testing system designed to assess how well schools are teaching Alaska's education standards, which were adopted 2 years ago. The testing contractor stumbled and failed to deliver the results on time, and they were confusing when they did arrive. Testing opponents like Gray have capitalized on these problems.
The parents of Sitka, we can make up this budget tonight.
Gray also asserted that there would be no consequences if Sitka opted out of testing. Board President Tim Fulton disagreed.
From the research that I've done, there are consequences for not taking the test, and those consequences are to our staff. And you can go to the Ethical Standards Commission, and that's one of the things for being licensed that they require our teachers and our administrators to do is to follow those rules. So those consequences are there.
Superintendent Mary Wegner disputed Gray's claim that eliminating the Alaska Measures of Progress would eliminate the deficit overnight.
There is no cost to the district per student to take the AMP test. I don't know where Ed got that information, but that is not accurate. So far, we have looked into it. We've spent $330 on testing this year, and that wasn't even for the AMP. It was for our English as a Second Language students. And so the $1 million is just not accurate.
The biggest unknown in the deficit right now, according to Wegner, is the anticipated increase in insurance costs. The district is assuming the worst, but it's possible that about half of the deficit, or $800,000, might be saved if insurance costs prove to be reasonable. Still, one listener wondered why a small community like Sitka dealt in such large deficit numbers in the first place. It didn't seem to add up for her. Board member Tom Conley suggested that Sitkans look at their own finances.
Essentially everything is increased, and what to say that we're a small town and it shouldn't cost so much. Look at your own budget and you'll find that you are indeed paying more for everything.
Conley added that it was more expensive to run a school district in Sitka than in Seattle or even Anchorage. Another listener wondered if Sitka's teachers were overpaid compared to the rest of the state and unwilling to help defray some of the expense of running the schools. The board members defended teachers' salaries. Superintendent Mary Wegner wouldn't disclose the results of a recently concluded agreement with the teachers' union, but she said that everyone was aware that state finances were in trouble.
All of our staff were having very reasonable conversations and negotiations. There are no unreasonable demands or request. Everybody understands the situation that we're dealing with.
At least two listeners asked questions about consolidation. Could Sitka squeeze its schools into one less building, either by closing Baranoff or Pacific High? Board President Tim Fulton didn't think so.
Our buildings are pretty full. I can't think of a building that has any room that we have to spare at this point.
Tom Conley also strongly advocated for the benefits of keeping Pacific High, the district's alternative school, in its own building. Moving that program into the regular high school, he said, would likely result in Pacific High students dropping out. The hearing was an opportunity to clear up other misconceptions about the school's budget, namely that it spends almost $20,000 per student. True, when you divide the district's $20 million budget by the roughly 1,300 students enrolled, the result is about $15,000. But the district doesn't balance its books that way. Superintendent Mary Wegner addressed this caller's concerns.
Isn't it true that $19,500 per child K through 12, is that the number that you're familiar with?
I would love to have $19,500 per child. We are currently $5,880 is what we receive per child. There are some multipliers on there, but it is not anywhere near the $19,500.
Multipliers indeed. The per student multiplier for an intensive needs student who may require a full-time paraprofessional to attend school is 13. Sitka's intensive needs population fluctuates around 35. At the moment, the school district has enough in reserves, about $2 million, to cover its projected deficit, and it hasn't opened a conversation about major cuts yet. The assumptions about stable or increased funding from the state and city could easily fall through, leaving Sitka schools with an enormous financial problem, one that could only be remedied by major cuts to programs. That is Plan B, said Board President Tim Fulton. We're talking about that next. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.